We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
We are pleased to welcome Chelsea Brown, who was there at the game on the court covering it for KCRG. And this is her beat now as a TV reporter. It's all the rage in Iowa and across the country. And Chelsea, it's great to have you. I'm excited about your perspective. What was the atmosphere like there on the court and the buzz on this incredible day for this awesome event?
Loud. Energetic. I don't think the energy has left the building, probably let alone Iowa City at this point, but that is what this team and Caitlin Clark has done all season. They've sold out all of their home games. They are selling out all their road games. And if you think back to even how this season started, I mean, they packed a football stadium of over 55,000 fans to watch women's basketball. So I think even today, it's hard to just wrap your head around the magnitude that has become just Iowa women's basketball, Caitlin Clark. But to put it from even my perspective a little bit, the night that she broke Kelsey Plum's record against Michigan, which was just last month, there are about 150 media members. On Sunday, when she broke P. Maravich's record, there were 300. It's insanity.
At what point do you feel like the country caught Caitlin Clark fever?
I think it was their run last year to the national championship game. Quite honestly, I think that the country kind of fell in love with this Iowa women's basketball team. It was just so pure. They were so fun to watch. On the court, I mean, the way that they moved the ball, they shared the ball, they have a superstar on their team. Quite honestly, last year, they gained so much attention, but this year, it is on a whole other level.
And how do you see not just Caitlin and Coach Lisa Bluder, but the rest of the team handle incredible attention? They are in the center ring of the circus.
They have so much poise. They talk about a lot their inner circle and how they kind of block out the noise. And that is so true. That's something that Coach Bluder has kind of preached throughout her 10 years there, is just keeping everything within. And I think that has been the key to not only their success on the court, but then also just how they balance everything on the team. Obviously, Caitlin is a big, big name. But at the same time, Caitlin is the first person to attribute credit to her teammates. She likes to say that every time the light shines on her, it shines on the entire Iowa women's basketball team. And I think that's what you see right now.
And I love the fact that even in that first half, when we could see the countdown and we knew she was just 18 points away, she wasn't forcing shots. She wasn't trying to get her shot every time down the court. And she was content to pass to her teammates. You can tell that this is not just about Caitlin Clark. She doesn't want it to be just about her. No, it's about a team and it's about winning.
Right. And we were kind of all sitting there actually thinking too to ourselves, like, does she want to break it? Because she kept kind of feeding just these, you know, crisp passes to her teammates and they were sinking it. And it's like, well, if this is working, obviously she's not going to stop doing that. But then, of course, she did get her 18 before the half. But I just think that is Caitlin. That is her game. And not only does she, you know, make these logo threes, which are just incredible. They always say, you know, she's must-see TV. Maybe for the logo three, she's must-see TV to see how deep and how far she can hit it from. But I think when you see her passing in person, you kind of ask yourself, how did she do that? You know, how does she do that and do it so consistently as well?
Chelsea Brown is with us from Iowa City, and she's covering this Caitlin Clark phenomenon, as well as the Hawkeyes, who are top six in the country and come away with a huge win over Ohio State, who's number two. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, how big that win over the Buckeyes?
Oh, this is the kind of momentum that they're going to need. Obviously, avenging a loss against the Buckeyes. They fell in overtime against Ohio State in January, so you know that they wanted to kind of get over that hump, make sure, you know, we can do this, we can beat this team, especially heading into the Big Ten tournament, which is something that they have won the past two seasons. They truly do have a target on their back, even though they will be entering as the second seed, but that tournament is no easy feat to get through.
Caitlin has announced that she will be departing for the WNBA draft. It's got to feel like this is the perfect window for the Hawkeyes, considering the group that they put together and how different they will look a season from now.
Yes, very different. I think for so long there's been such a core group with Caitlin Clark and then Gabby Marshall and Kate Martin. You know, those are the starters from last year's national championship run, and then you had Monica Sinano and McKenna Warnock, who were big departures. And there are a lot of question marks on, you know, what this Hawkeye team would look like without McKenna and Monica. Well, you're seeing it. They're still doing very well. But this core group is just so special, and not just special because of how they've played together, but just how they've elevated this game, not only in Iowa, but across the country. They are phenomenal. Phenomenal role models, and this is what I think has kind of followed them and why these little girls are wanting to show up to their games with their signs, their handmade signs, and they're traveling from all over the world. I talked to so many girls. There were girls from Montana today that made it out. There were girls from Utah that got on a plane at 3 a.m. to try and be there for this game. I mean, they are going through so many hoops to try and be there and try and see this team, and then obviously see Caitlin Clark.
3,685 career points now, the all-time Division I scoring leader in either men's or women's basketball. Who is Caitlin Clark when she's not on the court, though, Chelsea?
A normal 22-year-old college kid. I know that sounds very silly, but she is a very kind of lighthearted person. She's very fun. Her teammates always describe her as the goofy one, always cracking jokes. Just a couple weeks ago that, like, she's a 22-year-old kid who would love for her mom to come do her laundry some weekends and everything. She's very normal. She's very close with her family. But I just think that she knows she's a superstar. She understands the responsibility and the pressure that she has on herself. But it truly does not impact her as far as we can see.
Any thoughts on her departing for the WNBA draft, knowing that the Fever have the number one overall pick?
This is the time right now for the WNBA to truly take a superstar and try and elevate her as much as possible. Quite honestly, I've never seen it with any college athlete where you have a seven-story poster of yourself in downtown Iowa City for, you know, an advertisement campaign. It truly feels like the University of Iowa never says no. And they kind of ask themselves, what can we do next? Caitlin, being a Midwest girl, being from Iowa, Iowa is not that far from Indiana if she does go to the Fever. It is really time to capitalize on this moment and see how they can continuously take what she's done in the women's game in college and grow it at the professional level.
Chelsea Brown is with us from KCRG, where she's a sports reporter and a weekend anchor, and has been on this women's basketball beat because it's the biggest thing in sports right now, as Caitlin Clark has finally caught Pete Maravich. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Iowa has been known for its women's basketball for years. Lisa Bluder and Caitlin Clark, they talk about the tradition when they have the microphones in front of their faces, but this is a different type of attention. Why is Coach Bluder the right person person to lead this team through all of this in a pursuit of a championship, but of course all the attention.
You're talking about an Iowa girl. She knows exactly how it feels to be Caitlin, to have a dream. She even said today that she always had a dream that her staff would fill Carver Hawkeye Arena with fans. You know, did she think that it was going to reach this scale? Maybe not. But at the same time, Lisa is Iowa, she, you know, through and through. And so why not? Why not have a person like her who is, too, such a great role model? She always says that she wants to inspire these women to do whatever they want to do in their lives, but she uses basketball for them to get there and for them to understand how they can get there.
Any update on Molly Davis, who got hurt in the first half?
Yeah, unfortunately, Coach Bluter said, say some prayers today. It does look like a knee injury. It did not look good from my viewpoint, and Molly's a very, very tough player. She's battled some injuries throughout her career, so I think the best thing that any Iowa fan right now is to say some prayers as we wait to see what her results will be.
Iowa's obviously one of the top teams in the country. What's the weakness or the Achilles heel for this team as they do pursue a championship?
I think sometimes when they don't share the ball, that's kind of when things seem to drop off maybe a little bit. Oftentimes when, you know, Caitlin's getting face guarded or something, they have to adjust. And when they adjust and when other players are contributing, other players are assisting, making buckets, you know, they're moving the ball, that's when they play their best, when they are kind of shut down in that regard. I think that's led to some of their losses this season. And even going back to their Ohio State loss in January, they just kind of let it up. You know, they were up by double digits and just let it up. Yes, of course, there are going to be runs to every basketball game, but at the same time, you can't let that get too deep and let that get in your head. And that's how you can avoid losing at the end of that.
Certainly didn't seem like the crowd was going to allow them to have any kind of letdown on Sunday. You could even feel it through the TV, the electricity. What about celebrity sightings? Anyone that caught your eye since you were on the court covering Sunday's game?
I never thought I would be a couple feet away from a rapper Travis Scott in the building in Iowa City. I don't know if Travis knew where Iowa was before this, but my goodness, it was so great to see just the support. I mean, he was on his feet the entire game, cheering for everyone. You could hear him yelling, go CC, go Gabby. It was amazing. And then, of course, Maya Moore in the house. That was Caitlin Clark's idol growing up, the Minnesota Lynx legend. That was great. Hall of Fame pitcher Nolan Ryan.
Wow.
Oh, what? Like, in Iowa? Yeah, crazy. And then everyone loves Jake from State Farm. He's there. He was there, of course, on Sunday. And then, I think a special one was Lynette Woodard. Caitlin had just broken her record. So to have her in the house to kind of witness her now breaking Pistol Pete's record, I think that was kind of a special full circle moment for everyone involved.
Chelsea, you're an Iowa alum. What does it mean to you to cover this incredible stretch of history for a talent that's transcendent in Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, I find myself, especially at home games, just soaking it in, like looking up in the stands and seeing how there used to be these black curtains that basically hung. They hung down to kind of block out the fact that there weren't fans behind it, you know, to make it feel like it was a little bit more intimate of a setting. You don't have that anymore. So every single home game, I just kind of look around and I just see how filled the stands are and to see just the level and interest that this team has grasped, the love that the country kind of has for them. I think that's probably the most special moment for me, is just kind of soaking in the growth, especially just when it comes to women's sports.
It is certainly a phenomenon and an excitement that has swept the country, and more to come for Caitlin Clark and the Hawkeyes. And you want to check out Chelsea's Twitter, because there are tons of photos and videos there from this event and from the Hawkeyes run, @Chelsea, @ChelsieT Brown. and she's the reporter and anchor at KCRG, who was there on the court in Iowa City for Caitlin Clark's, well, another one of Caitlin Clark's record-breaking games. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes, Chelsea. This is great to talk to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.